To the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're asking, can motherhood get in the way of a career? Should women be forced to choose? Well, my guests are Nicole Kober, author of CEO of My Soul. She's also a small business owner. And Tasha Berry Monroe. She's an entrepreneur and president of TBS Facility Services Group. She's a federal government contractor. Lines are open. What do you think? Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Now, before I go back to the phone lines, this is a point that I think needs to be made, because your circumstances and Tasha's circumstances are very different, but probably one of the more high-profile circumstances where a woman has consciously made a decision not to have children and has chosen career. Hoda Kotb, NBC News. She just adopted a child. Hoda Kotb is almost 50 years old. But that is not an unusual thing. There are women, as you mentioned, you know, when you're talking about those that are really making the choice to aggressively pursue their career, they are have high achievements in mind, and they make a conscious decision, I'm not going to have any kids, and I'm going to choose a career. Hoda Kotb is not alone. You can walk the streets here in D.C. and you can find dozens and dozens and dozens of women that have consciously made a decision not to have children. Now, we know sometimes they come, you know, but for the sake of argument, what about those women who, you know, women are choosing?
I think I have many, many girlfriends that don't have children, highly successful. I have.
And why?
Well, here's the thing. Sometimes it's not intentional. Sometimes, you know, it's not, you know, I can't go out and cherry pick a good man, you know.
that's another show.
That's okay. Another show, right? But I think here's the problem. I fundamentally have a problem with the question. Can women have it all? I think that sets us up to be an either or proposition. Live your life. Be open to whatever you want, and set your own narrative. When we get into the position where we're comparing one ideal, it doesn't exist. You can have a thoroughly enriched life. Oprah is always the standard bearer. She was intentional about not having children.
But that's the point.
You know, and so, but I say, but it's not an either or. I think when women get out of that trick bag and say, I got to get married by this age. I got to have children. I've got to have the career. Live your life. Go with something that's authentic to you. I think motherhood may not be an authentic thing for every woman, and she shouldn't be penalized.
I'm not saying that she's being penalized, but the very premise of the question, you talk about Oprah or your girlfriends who, you know, since they couldn't cherry pick a good man, they made a choice not to have a child with a bad man.
Right. And, well, I mean, you're preaching to the choir.
Yeah, well.
Sorry. Hope they're not listening.
Yeah, so.
But no, but I think the challenge is no one, and, you know, this is the fallback, no one ever asked men, do they intentionally think about fatherhood or their career?
I did.
It's the exception. People, have you ever had a topic on your radio where you had two men talking about, did you make a choice between fatherhood and career?
Actually, we did. We a couple of months ago, we had some guys who were unmarried, no children. Mm. They made that choice because, you know, and they said they were open to it. And like I said, you know, for me, now my daughter's, you know, without getting, you know, too down in the weeds, you know, my daughter is, she'll be 19 next mm-hmm. month. When her mother and I had her, the trajectory of my career mm-hmm. changed.
I think it's about passion and purpose. Yeah. That's the question. Mm-hmm. What is your purpose and what is your passion? Purpose and passion can either be career mm-hmm. or it can be building a family.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And I think that's more now that we do as women now.
Yes.
We make those decisions and however that looks. So my purpose may be to be a mother, but it doesn't mean it necessarily to be have me to have the house with the husband and the white picket fence.
Mm-hmm.
It's what my passion is.
Right.
My purpose can be just to be a mother, you know, but it isn't. So it's, again, I think that's the decision
And I look at my mother. My mother was a legal secretary for 40 plus years. Her passion was to be a mom. Her purpose was to be a mom. And she is, I'm biased, but she's one of the best to ever do it. Now, she worked as a legal secretary. She would bring me to work, you know, back in the 70s. You know, she made that work, but she was excellent at it. So, again, your point is well taken. If you lead with an authentic purpose, everything else will work into place because you'll make it work.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Patricia, calling from Largo. Thanks for calling, Patricia. What's on your mind?
Resources for a single mom who has chosen to be a mom and put the career on the back burner.
What do you mean by put the career on the back burner?
Forced into this position because the kid's father has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And although I worked for the federal government for 15 years, it was because of his illness that I decided to come home.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's passed away. And I don't think I would even qualify to get back to the federal government because I chose to take a personal leave. And some people might have thought that I had a mental breakdown, which it wasn't, although it could have been, but.
Mm-hmm. But talk to me about the choice, because, again, you made a choice. It wasn't just about children. It was about family. It was about, you know, the father of your children. So now, how old are your children?
18 and 15.
18 and 15. Okay, so you have at least, you know, one minor. Is this, Tasha, a time where for reevaluation?
It's about survival.
Mm-hmm.
And when you step into this zone and you have that mindset in regards to survival, because you have children that you have to support and you don't have the support system, you have to really sit down and figure out, you know, what do you want to do to survive in this world? The federal government, nothing against it, is not the only option.
Mm-hmm.
There's other, you can, if you're, whatever you're good at, become a consultant. You can start a business being a consultant. And I know you said, your question about resources. There's resources, your neighbor, your community, this radio show. Just find, again, you're in a survival mode. Sit back, think about what do you like to do, which can provide a living for your children. And no, it's not going to give you the same cookie cutter effect that you had when you was with the federal government or security. But believe me, it is going to be the best decision you have ever made.
Okay. Patricia, thank you so much, and good luck to you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Pam. Pam, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Pam. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
I don't usually call into radio shows, but I was listening to, you know, the subject for tonight. And
well,
it
I'm glad you did.
Thank you. And actually, I am a single mother of a 12-year-old, and I'm a police officer. And I do believe that, you know, a lot of times we have to choose between our career and being a parent. And I say that because I've struggled with this for 15 years as a police officer and a single mom. And I had to make the decision to not have any more children because I never wanted to put another child or myself through what my daughter and I had to go through being a police officer and a mother. And the police department really just does not take into consideration moms. I mean, mm-hmm. they make it really difficult. And it's kind of that mentality of, okay, well, you chose this career and deal with it.
Interesting. And let me say that was going to be my, you know, my next point. Do women worry, career women, police officer, business owner, and everything in between, do they worry about their children suffering because of the, you know, the desire to be successful and to do well so that you can feed the family?
I think that I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I think we do worry, but that's our drive.
Mm-hmm.
That's motivates to continue to doing what we're doing. So it's not a discouragement, but it drives us to continue doing more. So you don't have a concern about it.
About your children suffering because you're working later?
The glass is always half full for me.
Amen. That is, well, I see it the same way. My mother always said, because like I said, she worked, my grandmother worked. She said it's about, the best advice she ever gave me was, it's about the quality of time that you spend with your children. It is not the quantity of time. So you can be with your child, you know, 20 hours, but if you're on your cell phone, on Facebook, and you're not engaged with your kid, then your time is not as valuable. But if you're spending, if you give your kid at the end of your day a good hour, ask them, how was their day? What did their friends say? What did they learn? You know, you really know what's going on in their life. That's invaluable. So I never felt that I was at a disadvantage because my mother always worked. And with my children, I do not do guilt. I believe that they see value in me going out and doing an honest day away. It makes them not the center. Now, and this is no disrespect to women who have chosen to be full time. I'm talking about my experience. But I do think that there's value in your children seeing you go out, and that because they will have to go out one day too. You're setting an example.
The example.
And that actually is my story and my testimony. Mm-hmm. I see it. My children and I, we're very close. For my children to be, they're not even children, grown adults to be the age they are, we're very close. And that is and me and my family. We leave and we communicate, and they're both are entrepreneurs.
And that's true. That's true. But the flip side of that is sometimes it is disheartening when you are that mom. You're not on the phone. You are active in your children's lives. However, you do have to deal with knowing you're not able to be there, not because you don't want to be there, but because your career is not allowing you.
Stop feeling guilty.
Yes.
I'm just telling you.
Specifically about the police department as it relates to how they handle things, meaning most jobs, you have a 9-to-5. You have a certain set of hours that you know you have to work and you plan around that. But with us, it's different in that you can have everything lined up. You can make all the necessary changes to be able to do both. But at the drop of a dime, it's like, okay, well, we don't really care about that. We need you here for this.
All hands on deck.
And it doesn't matter. Yeah. Exactly.
And I actually have several police officer friends who are female, and I've had this conversation where they're struggling, where they want to start a family. You know, they want to be in a relationship. They want to have children. It's either do that or be out of a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. And while you understand that your job means that you have to make sacrifices, sometimes I feel like the sacrifices are too great where you don't have to abandon one for the other. I believe that there is a way to make it work where I'm not only saving the children in the street, I'm saving my own as well.
But that's the deuce.
Well, Pam, thank you so much for sharing with us. I appreciate it. And whatever you do, I'm sure you're doing a fine job because you care.
I'm not a quitter. I'm a
Yeah, there you
fighting.
Go. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Can I just say, just being an advocate. I am an advocate for women. I am an advocate for women who have children. And the biggest thing we do, we kind of stay in our own little bubble and think we're the only ones struggling. There is not one perfect situation out there. For every person that says they have it together, I call them a liar, because you on one day it's working and the next day the bottom can drop out. You know, we're all struggling just to do the best. Forgive yourself, do the best you can, and move on, and know that your kids, especially children of police officers, my brother is a firefighter. He is one of the hardest, so this is not specific to gender, even though we're making it. He makes tremendous sacrifices to be a co-parent and be engaged in his daughter's life, even though he has erratic schedules. He goes up to her school during lunch hours. He is engaged. In fact, Prince George's County named him and other fathers as father of recognition because they took their particular circumstances and made it work. He didn't compare it to what anyone else is doing.
Need to take a break. When we come back, more of this conversation. We're going to talk to Leon in D.C. We're also going to talk to Courtney in Upper Marlboro. So please stay with us. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Oh, it's getting ugly.
No, I'm not going to go there.
So welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are continuing the conversation about motherhood and career. Does it get in the way? Should women have to choose, even in 2017? Let me go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Leon, calling from D.C. Leon, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Fisher?
Doing just fine.
Great. I'm calling. I do believe women can have it all. They can have their career and have their family. I'm actually, Tasha, your guest is my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge sacrifice that she had to make to do what she does now. And it was also, we had to learn how to be a support system for her and not actually get mad at her for not spending time with us. It was something that she had to learn. She balances it well now, but it took a long time to have it come to fruition, to have it all come together.
Mm-hmm.
But I see no reason why women can't have it all, you know, family and a career. And I know it's hard. It's not easy. Trust me. I live with it every day. I've seen it for the past seven, eight years. So, I understand the issues with it, but it definitely can happen, and I don't see a reason, you know, why they shouldn't pursue it.
Well, and the situation with, you know, Tasha and, you know, having a loving husband and support, that's great, but not every woman has that. And a lot of, and if you want to talk about, you know, the generation that's now coming out of college and they're thinking about that. We just had thousands of, you know, of young women, you know, graduate from Howard University and the other, you know, colleges around this, you know, in this area. And if they don't have children now, I am sure that they, you know, they didn't just go to college just to say, yeah, I got a degree. Now it's time to go to work. And so at some point, that internal debate has got to happen.
Well, I think that it's not a debate. It's really what Tasha said about having the ability to lead with your purpose, not lead with need or anxiety or I got to do something because a biological clock or I got to get this career that you may not even want. I went to law school and I'm happily an attorney today, but my first iteration, that wasn't really my purpose. I really knew that I had an entrepreneurial drive and I loved journalism, but I was too afraid to lead with that until those opportunities presented themselves.
But hold on. Are we getting a little too way down in the weeds? I get the whole purpose thing and the self-actualization and all of that. I would argue that no one is sitting there getting their diploma and saying, now what's my purpose? They want, they're like, I
they
got.
Should.
They
that's
should.
That's why they go
they
down
should.
A road 20 years and aren't happy.
Yeah, but
doing.
But that's not what we're talking. We're not talking about purpose. We are talking about career versus child, you know, being, we're not, you know, and so because you may have someone, I don't want kids, but let's assume that, you know, there are some women who say, yeah, eventually I do want kids. So the question is, how do I do both?
Well, I don't have a college degree.
Let's talk about you know, legal age to start your own business, 18.
So
okay.
I made a decision to leave college,
mm-hmm.
to go to work in the federal government because that was not what that wasn't traditional for me. It didn't
mm-hmm.
fit me.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that, I still knew that doing that for whatever I was going to do in my future, I didn't let that hinder me from thinking I can do more because I don't have a college degree.
Right. And this is...
It's not about college degree.
I'm talking about age group.
Age group. So I made the conscious decision I was in the federal government, but I did AmeriCorps and Peace Corps. Mm-hmm. I worked in the community. I did things in the community at 19 years old. I've always had that drive. Always had that passion. Because it's not about me. It's for everybody around me.
Right. And my question, but did you have children at the time?
I had a nephew. That's my...
No, we're not talking about nephews. I'm not talking about your sister's kids or your brother's kids. No, I'm talking about your children. And I think, and that's, you know...
And your point's well taken. Is that purpose, you mm-hmm. know, that is a different conversation. We're talking about the balance.
Right.
And
that's what I mean.
And so the balance. So this is not just about what we decide to do, but when you have both or when you mm-hmm. want both, the thing is you have to surrender to the fact that it's not going to be pretty all the time.
Exactly.
You know, you just have to let your life play itself out and not have regrets. I have girlfriends that, you know, were older, decided to do the career, thought that, you know, it would be easy to find a relationship and that I would, you know, it wouldn't be so hard to just fall in love because they make it look so easy on TV, right? But the reality is it wasn't. And so my point is that when you do have it, don't set up an expectation that it has to look pretty
right.
and easy and without stress and without guilt and without just trying to figure it out.
So exactly
what your husband said.
Unless you have a Leon.
Actually, that's why my point.
But I got to let Leon go because I've got to get to Courtney. But Leon, thank you so much. I'm sure you're going to get a big hug when she gets home. Okay, don't you roll your eyes at Leon. Leon, thank you so much. Oh, Lord. That's another show. Leon, thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Love and Career. That's the next show.
Exactly.
Courtney, calling from Upper Marlboro. Courtney, what's on your mind?
Hey, Harold, this is Courtney. Hey, Nicole, this is Courtney.
Hey, Courtney.
You probably can't understand my voice because I'm sick right now, but I just felt like calling in. I'm usually not in the car at this time. I'm usually at home at 6 o'clock, but I just felt like calling in because, for one, Nicole, I know Nicole, and Nicole is definitely a great mentor. I was in a situation, and currently in a situation, of what she was describing as young, being divorced, and having two kids, and I'm in that situation right now. But I do believe, even through that all, you still can have your career and have it all, too, as well, just as long as you have God in your life and
Amen.
A good support system, such as Nicole as a mentor, which really helped me along the way and helped me conquer my fears in my career. So with that being said, even though I said that you can have it all, I still believe my children come first above anything.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Well said. Well said, Courtney. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Can I just say about
Yeah, sure.
Courtney,
go right ahead.
She is a highly successful television producer in the local area. She is an amazing person, and life happens. Life happens, and I was just happy to be able to encourage her through the challenge, through the valley, and get back to the peak. She is an amazing talent. She's used her purpose, and when circumstances happen, she did rely on her faith and her family and her ability to get through it. And I think if people put their faith first, their purpose, and get a support system, I think those are the people that are happier with the balance, the work, the life balance.
Tasha, you want to make a point?
Yes, but actually, you're right. Actually, life did happen. This is my second marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you, the question posed a question, I did have, when my nephew, he actually raised me. I mean, he lived with me as if he was my child mm-hmm. at 19 years old. So, and I went through the divorce. And it's not pretty at all. It's not pretty. But again, it's about making a decision. And can you do both? Can you be an entrepreneur? And can you be a mother? And I am telling you, you can do both.
Mm-hmm.
You can be. And
what would you tell women who, like the caller earlier, made that comment about she didn't think that she was even qualified to go back into the federal government? And I use the term reevaluate your situation for other women who have children, and they are trying to reevaluate and start anew. Where do they start first? Do they have to have that "what is my purpose" conversation?
I think what they have to do is find out what their passion is. Get to know who they are first. And so you have to learn how to put yourself first, find out what your passion is. And then once you find out what your passion is, you really think about it, talk to people, look for resources, and then that can be a direction for a career. Mm-hmm. So start there, but start within first.
Mm-hmm.
And then also when you fit children into the purpose equation, bring them along for the ride.
Definitely.
You know, I so appreciate what you're saying about your children. Now, my oldest, when I had the day spa, he would come, he would help me pick out the location. He helped me paint the walls. He was very involved, almost too much, because when I asked him, did he want to be an entrepreneur several years later, he was like, no, I want somebody to pay me. I don't have to want to have to come up with payroll every week. So you can obviously see the conversations, but the point is well taken. Involve your kids in your passion, your purpose, and you're educating them even when you're not there. They know what you're doing, and communicate with them. What you said about putting yourself first, if you don't put yourself first, the whole thing falls apart. So sometimes I disappoint my children because I'm here. I'm supposed to be at a PTA meeting right now.
Oh, now you made, now you're going to make
no,
me feel
no,
bad.
But no, this See, is, but so. This was important. This was so important. So it's just as long as you don't disappoint the same faction all the time.
Exactly.
I think you can do it. That's how you have balance. So, you know, my sweetie, I can't be home right now, but tomorrow I may say no to this and then balance out and make his basketball game tomorrow, you know?
So if my phone rings and he says, is my mommy there? And I just hand the phone to you.
Hand it right? on over. Right.
I want to thank both of you, Tasha Berry Monroe and, of course, Nicole Colbert. Thank you both for joining me. And congratulations, Tasha, on your business success. And, you know, tell Leon, you know, I'm on his team. So,
all right. Me too, Tasha. Me
there
too.
You go. That is the
on
Daily Drum
too.
On Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Wednesday, May 17th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can follow me on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR or HFisher WHUR. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR.